please welcome back our very important puzzler, Nathan Sawaya.
Thank you. Thanks.
So for any of our listeners who have not had a chance to see some of your pieces, you've done some amazing reproductions of famous art.
I have, yes. The Art of the Brick is an exhibition I've done where I've taken some works of art from art history and replicated them all out of Lego bricks.
And, I mean, the paintings are amazing. The sculptures, especially the size of them. The large Easter Island monolith.
The Moai, yeah, exactly.
Incredible.
It took about 2 months to create, and it was a long 2 months.
A long 2 months. So when you are talking to people in conversations, they're like, oh, what do you do? And you're like, oh, I'm a Lego artist. And they go, well, you know, you're trying to impress them. They're like, well, what's something that you made? What's the one you roll out?
I suppose the largest thing I've ever created is a Tyrannosaurus Rex skeleton that measures over 20 feet long, used over 80,000 bricks.
Oh, nice.
That's what gets the girls when you say 80,000 bricks.
And how long did that take you?
That took me an entire summer to build.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
I wouldn't say you're confined, but when I see these replicas of art, some of the impressionist stuff where there's a lot of colors, of course, painters have millions of colors to choose from with mixing, and you are confined.
I am confined to the Lego palette. I don't paint the bricks. I stick with what Lego has made. And the idea behind that is I do want to hopefully inspire kids to go home and create on their own. And if I do, I want them to be able to buy those very same bricks I use. So I don't alter the bricks. I just use what's provided. So it's an interesting challenge, but it's part of being a Lego artist.
And in addition to the stuff that goes on tours and in galleries, you also participate in a little bit of graffiti. Your version of graffiti, I suppose.
I'm based here in New York City. I see a lot of street art. I wanted to have my own version of street art. What could I do? It's not real easy to paint with Lego bricks. So I came up with my own little concept. I call him Hug Man.
Aww.
Little figure that he's 15 inches tall. He hugs things like park benches, signposts. I just leave him around the city.
And how long does he last?
It's New York.
Yeah.
So it's a good hour before he disappears.
All right, are you ready to take on an Ask Me Another challenge?
Sure.
Excellent.
What could go wrong?
In your exhibit, The Art of the Brick, you've made some amazing replicas of famous paintings and statues like the Sphinx at Giza and Whistler's Mother.
And now we are going to see how much you know about those original masterpieces. So all the answers will be a piece of art you have replicated in Lego form.
Okay.
Right.
So you should be familiar with them.
Hopefully.
Theoretically.
And if you get enough right, Skip Curtis of Brewer, Maine is going to get a special Ask Me Another prize.
Awesome. This is for you, Skip.
On the opening day of the 1994 Winter Olympics in Norway, art enthusiasts shrieked when they discovered that thieves had broken into the National Gallery of Oslo and replaced what famous painting with a note that read, "Thanks for the poor security."
That would be Edvard Munch's The Scream.
Yes. Sarcastic criminals are the worst criminals. Yeah.
According to the movie Tupac the Resurrection, one of Tupac Shakur's favorite songs was about what Vincent van Gogh painting?
That would be Starry Night.
Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Try this one.
All right.
Which piece of art did musician Brian Eno claim to successfully urinate on when it was exhibited at the MoMA in 1995?
So many, actually.
That he claimed? He claims to urinate on things all over the place.
This was an interesting work of art for me to replicate. I had never seen it done before, and that was creating a urinal out of Lego bricks, which I did, and it's Duchamp's The Fountain,
yes,
I believe.
Yes, that's right.
To complete this work, the artist had to paint standing and look up for 4 straight years, causing terrible neck cramps. About his experience, he wrote, "My beard toward heaven, I feel the back of my brain upon my neck. My loins have penetrated to my paunch. I'm not in a good place, and I'm no painter."
I know the feeling. It's Michelangelo's Sistine Chapel.
That's right.
All right.
Yeah. I believe this is your final question.
Great.
P. Diddy is a man of many accomplishments.
True, so true.
Name all of them. But perhaps his most viral creation was when he tweeted a picture of himself in a Paris museum being photobombed by what famous painted lady?
I am not familiar with this viral photo.
Okay.
I am going to have to make an educated guess.
I think that's a great idea.
I'm going Mona Lisa.
You're going correct.
There we go.
Nathan, guess what?
What's that?
Skip Curtis of Brewer, Maine is going to receive an Ask Me Another prize. You did it for him.
I did. That's awesome.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Let's hear it for our VIP, Nathan Sawaya.
Thank you.
She's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. The lady's stacked, and that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. She's a brick house. We're together, everybody knows. And here's how the story goes. She knows she's got everything. Woman needs to get a man. Can she lose the things she'd use? 36, 24, 36, what a winning hand. She's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. Lady's stacked, and that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. She's a brick house.
Jonathan Coulton.
She's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. Lady's stacked, and that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. She's a brick house. We're together, everybody knows. And here's how the story goes. She knows she's got everything. Woman needs to get a man. Can she lose the things she'd use? 36, 24, 36. What a winning hand. She's a brick house. She's mighty, mighty, just letting it all hang out. She's a brick house. Lady's stacked, and that's a fact. Ain't holding nothing back. She's a brick house.
Jonathan Coulton. Now we're going to cram.